Hi everybody, we are Mauro and Alfonso Podcast and we are going to talk about transfer market on football.
Come on!
After a very bad season of Real Madrid, they need to get some new players. They need to refresh their players. The last Tuesday, Real Madrid made official the signing of Luka Jovic, the striker from Serbia who did a really good season playing with in charge of Frankfurt. He has scored 27 goals in total. 10 of those goals were at UEFA Europa League, like, you know, the European competition, which is for the second level team. So a very good actuation of Luka Jovic. He's only 21, and I think it's what Real Madrid needed as a striker. A striker who every ball he touched, he scored it. What Benzema doesn't really have, don't you think? But now we have to see how Real Madrid will play next season. If Benzema and Jovic will play together, or Jovic will be the substitute of Benzema. Benzema, that you know, he made a very good season and he deserves to be in the team the next season. Mauro San Román with me.
Hello.
How are you, Mauro? Hey. What do you think about we're talking now?
Maybe it's a mix of those two options. I think it's a really good operation. It's one striker that Real Madrid really need, and he only costs 60 million euros, plus 5 million in variables. A price that, watching how the price of the market are, is very cheap.
Yes. I think it's very cheap. For example, Coutinho cost like 160 million. I think very, very high price for what he did. So I think Luka Jovic is a very, very good operation. Like, Eintracht of Frankfurt ask he leave for 100 million. So Florentino Perez deal very good the operation. We'll have to see how Jovic will work the next season and how Real Madrid will play now. We'll see when Real Madrid is making official the signing of El Hazard, who seems that he's coming to Real Madrid after what he said after the UEFA Europa League. He basically said that that was a goodbye to Chelsea, the team in what he was playing. So we'll see.
Yes. It's a loud secret that Hazard wants to go to Real Madrid, and Real Madrid wants him. He still finished the next summer with Chelsea. If he doesn't go out this summer, he will go out free the next summer, and Chelsea doesn't want that.
Yes, because
we will see that what happens. Mendy could come to Real Madrid too. The left back of Olympique de Lyon could come to Real Madrid to substitute Marcelo. It's been a very interesting market.
Yes, so for the moment, Real Madrid has already seen Jovic and Militao, the fullback of Porto, who is very, very young, and him could be interesting signing for the future. For like being the substitute the next season of Sergio Ramos or Rafael Varane. Luka Jovic, as we said, is already official. Now he's already player of Real Madrid. He has have to pass the reconocimiento médico. Mendy and Hazard is almost obvious that he's coming to Real Madrid, and Mendy, press are saying that he's coming to Real Madrid. That's all for today. What do you think? The last question: if Real Madrid had to do another signing, what thing you'll do if you were the Florentino Perez,
okay,
a very good president?
Florentino Perez, I will bring to Real Madrid Mbappe, Kylian Mbappe, because he's a really good striker. He's very young too. So he has a very good projection, and he will be very good for the future of Real Madrid. He will win many champions for the club, but I think he's so cheap. No, he's so expensive. Sorry.
Sorry for the bell.
Florentino Perez needs to bring a midfielder and a center back, because Sergio Ramos is older. So, well, he's very old, so he's nearly going to retire. And the midfielder of Real Madrid this season didn't play very, very good. So, Florentino Perez need to do something.
Yes, yes, I think so. So we have no more time. Just for the last thing, I think Mbappé will be a pretty difficult player to get because PSG doesn't want to let him go out. But, well, it's a dream that all Madridistas have. So thank you, Mauro.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We have no more time, so we're going to see what happened. We will be all the Tuesdays at 6 o'clock doing this podcast. So I hope you enjoy it, and we will leave you with a very classic song.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Part of the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.